B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We have Halloween coming up, and we want to talk to people. See, we want to see if we can set it up to help people who have weird, weird fears. Like, just irrational, doesn't make sense. You're almost embarrassed to talk about it type of fear. Actually, let me give you an example. This is how you know it's a good fear. She's going by Michelle. She doesn't want to tell us her real name. That's what I'm talking about right there. Michelle.
Yes.
Are you serious when you're telling us that this is an actual fear you have?
It really is.
Okay, tell everybody. What do you have a fear of?
I won't put my hands inside an oven mitt.
She won't.
What?
She won't put her hands inside an oven mitt.
What happens if you do?
I won't do it.
But wait, what do you think will happen if you do that? It's going to go to another dimension?
I honestly, I don't know. I don't know if it's a fear of I can't see the bottom of the oven mitt and tell what's in it, or if it's a texture issue, but I will go get a shirt out of my drawer to use before I will use an oven mitt.
What about, like, mittens in the wintertime or gloves? Like, is that a problem?
No, not at all.
Okay, that's
so it might. I think it has to do with the oven.
What's the difference between...
Pebbles is trying to get deep into this.
Right, I need to know.
I mean, that's a good point. What's the difference between a winter glove and an oven mitt?
Oven mitts lead you to the hell dimension.
Wait a minute. I'm wondering if it's the separation. Is it... Okay, are you okay with wearing mittens?
Honestly, to be honest, I prefer a glove.
So I think it's something with the separation of the fingers. Because she doesn't
like
the oven
mitts. You don't like your fingers touching each other?
You know what? It makes sense. I might be able to wear a glove to open an oven.
Okay. It's the mittens.
You guys just trying to figure it out, man. Listen, Michelle, you crazy, man. Like, have you ever tried to put your hand in an oven mitt?
Yes, I have.
And you couldn't do it.
Did you get a rash? Like, what happened?
Did it bite you?
I start to retract my hand and I get all creepy feeling. I can't do it.
I can't believe this.
You know what?
I love this.
I used to get... There was a point where I was doing, boxing, kickboxing stuff. Yeah. And I would get freaked out about putting my hands in the gloves. Like, I know exactly when she said that. It was like something was crawling on my fingers.
What?
It just felt really weird.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Has that one?
I've never thought about using a boxing glove, but I don't think I'd be able to do that either.
What?
You know they have oven things that are just, you know, like square that you can hold on to.
That's what I use. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you make a fist? Does that freak you out when you make a regular fist?
No.
And you can put all your fingers together and spread them apart?
Yes.
I need to see this in action.
you're saying it's not because you think that there's a bug in them or anything, right?
I think it could be a combination between I don't know what's in there and maybe the texture. I might have a texture sensitivity. Okay. I don't know.
Well, I say that because we just got a message to the Get Up Crew Facebook from Malika who said she's afraid of them too, but because she has cockroaches and she thinks it's cockroaches. Yeah. So I'm like, is it a cockroach problem?
Oh, that's hilarious. Michelle, hold on the phone because we're gonna try and set up something for somebody to come in and help people who have weird phobias out, possibly for the week of Halloween. This is Kenny, that's your name?
Yes.
Okay, hold on a second, Kenny. Melissa, why are you laughing?
No, we got another message from a guy named Matt who said, one time he was so high he thought the round soft part in my oven mitt was a mouse.
All right.
I didn't know oven mitts were such a problem for people.
Oh, my God.
Kenny, what is your what's your weird phobia?
I am petrified of dog poop. I know.
What?
Everyone doesn't like dog poop, but right. I will not walk on the sidewalk. I will not have a picnic on the grass. I stay away anywhere that can have dog poop.
I mean, look. I have a dog, and I deal with dog poop every day. I hate touching it. I hate looking at it. Sometimes I hate going in my yard because I might have missed a stray.
I feel like it's coming to attack me.
Yeah, so do I. It's not a phobia. That's just like, ooh, like nobody likes dog poop. Nobody goes, ooh,
but there's,
wow.
But see, there's a difference between not liking it and being afraid of it. So where,
yeah.
where
I just, yes.
What happens?
I am afraid. Like, I don't even want to walk on grass. I don't, I've walked on dog poop before and I hate it.
You must freak out seeing them actually doing it then.
Yes. I look away if I see a dog even attempting to take a dog.
Have you, when you stepped on the dog poop, was it with shoes on or barefoot?
Come on, amateur.
I stepped on dog poop barefoot one time.
Why are you bragging about that?
Because I survived. I survived. Okay, so Kenny, if you come in here, we're going to put some dog poop in the ground and have you pick it up with your bare hands.
With an oven mitt.
Ashley is scared of... Wait, let me ask you a question, first of all. Are you a gang member?
No.
No? You're not a blood?
No.
Oh, okay, because she's afraid of anything blue.
I'm not afraid. I just won't eat anything. I'm not afraid. It just grosses me out. I won't eat anything blue.
You won't eat anything blue? How many blue food items are there?
Jolly Ranchers?
Like, berries?
Anything blue. It doesn't have to taste blue. It could be blue frosting. It could be a blue lollipop, a popsicle.
Blue food isn't very doesn't look very appetizing.
What?
Well, except for blueberries.
Blue's my favorite color.
You give me some blue frosting on a cupcake.
Oh, no.
Wait, did you say blue's your favorite color too?
No, green.
Oh, green. Okay.
What is it? What do you think blue's gonna do to you?
It just grosses me out. Like, especially when someone has blue on their mouth, like after eating a popsicle, or
Do you feel like they just got finished like licking a Smurf's ass or something like that?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
What about drinking like blue Gatorade? Same thing.
No, won't do it.
That is so random. All right, well, hold on.
It just grosses me out. It's so gross.
That is... Okay, hold on the phone. This is great. We're going to try and set up a hypnotist or something to help these people. Yes, Melissa.
Hannah has a fear of holding balloons.
Holding balloons?
We're getting quite a few messages. Yeah, holding balloons.
I blame her parents. Because whenever little kids first encounter balloons, they don't understand that it could... A lot of parents automatically think it's going to be a balloon that randomly explodes. So they're always telling their kids to be extra careful because of this or that. They might pop it. I guarantee her parents ruined her. Guarantee it. Because whenever my kids are around balloons and they start like squeezing them, I'm like, do I want it to pop in her face so she can learn a lesson? Or do I not want it because it'll scar her for life? This is Jessica. Jessica, what do you have a fear of?
Windmills.
Windmills?
What?
Like the big turbine next to the Encore Casino, that type of windmill?
Yeah, and the one that I see, like, on 93, like, I can't even look at it. Like, I just get so scared.
You gotta look away.
You know the solar umbrellas, the solar sun umbrellas that you see in, like, backyards?
Yeah.
Even those scare me. I don't know if it's just because they're so big, it's terrifying. I can't even look at it.
Wow, terrifying.
What about, like, the helicopter? Why am I trying to analyze it?
It's interesting to find out what it is.
Okay, like a helicopter propeller.
Yeah, I can't even sit, like, when I'm on the plane, like, I can't even sit, like, on the wing.
Okay.
I just, like, freak out.
Seeing that, probably like a thing on a boat, too, the little, on the motor that spins, that probably would freak you out, too.
Yeah.
I'm starting to analyze this, Pebbles.
What about the ones? What are the little wind things when you're a kid and you
pinwheels?
Pinwheels.
Pinwheels scare you?
Oh no! I absolutely hate those. I know what you're talking about. The ones that blow on them.
Yes.
I just no.
It's the spinning motion.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't even look at it.
Wow.
All right, that's...
Interesting.
That is strange.
Yes. We've had a couple, and I don't know if this is a trend, but a couple of people saying they're afraid of detached hair. Like stray hairs, like that leave the scalp and that are laying around. This one girl, actually, Kaden, said it's a friend of hers that when she sees stray hair, she starts crying to the point where she almost passes out.
Mm. I only get nervous when they have a gray tip at the end because that means it's a pube.
God.
Laura.
What?
Laura, what's your thing?
Hi, I heard somebody just say that they didn't like anything blue.
Yes.
I won't even let my children eat anything blue. It totally grosses me out. I haven't had anything blue in like 30 years.
What?
I throw away all blue candy.
I am not going to allow this anti-blue talk on the airwaves.
What? I'm telling you, no blue slushies, no blue Gatorade. My children won't eat any blue lollipop. It's so gross.
What's wrong with you people?
Can we add the sound of beating drums, too?
What?
At a young age, anytime I would see a man in a petticoat from, like, the Civil War with a drum, it would freak me out.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.